For a conference call, please press star zero and a coordinator will assist you momentarily. You are on hold for a conference call. Please press star zero and a coordinator will assist you momentarily. You are on hold for a conference call. Please press star zero and a coordinator will assist you momentarily.
Nominators and the nominees qualify according to the BC Charter rules as paid-up members of the BC and all nominations are therefore valid. Four nominations for the open seats were received. All nominations received were acknowledged by the voting officer and accepted by the candidates. The nominations are the following. Standing for Chair, Elisa Cooper, nominated by David Ferris. Standing for Vice Chair for Policy Coordination, Steve Del Bianco, nominated by Marilyn Cade. Standing for Vice Chair for Finance and Operations, Jimson Olufui, nominated by Gabriela Slack. Standing for CSG Representative, Marilyn Cade, nominated by Tim Smith. Today's call will allow a discussion with the candidates. Questions received prior to the call will be addressed to each candidate first, followed by an open floor for members to ask questions on the call. Each candidate will have a 15-minute slot to answer questions. The question and answer session will be moderated by Glenda Sangeri as returning officer and moderator for this call. Yeah. Candidates may choose to respond on the call or in writing. Ballots for the elections will be sent tomorrow, February 19th, and the voting period will close on the 26th of February. Counting of the votes will take place on the 27th of February, and the results will be announced by the 28th. I will now turn the call over to Glenda Sangeri to lead the discussion with the candidates. Thank you very much, and over to you, Glenn. Oh, and Chris Chaplet has just joined the call, and we also have Robert Hogarth on the call. Thank you very much, and over to you, Glenn.
Thank you very much, Benedetta, and hello, everyone. Thank you for asking me again to moderate this call. And if we may please start with asking the questions. to Marilyn Cade because she has to go off to another meeting very shortly. So if no one has any objections, we could start with Marilyn. Marilyn, there have been three questions. The first one is, what issues do you believe are the most urgent for outreach and awareness activities for the BC to focus on, and how do you plan as a leader to contribute to these outreach and awareness needs? And this question comes from Gabriella Schlack.
Thank you. And Glenn, would you just read the other two questions, if you don't mind?
I'll do that, certainly, Marilyn. The second question comes from Andrew Mack. What are your plans for reaching sectors and parts of the world that are underrepresented in the BC, and how the BC might create more visibility around ICANN meetings? And the last question comes from John Burrard. How can, will the constituency made up of part-time volunteers keep up with the pace of work generated by a growing ICANN staff and activist CEO?
I love all three questions. Thank you so much, Marilyn Cade speaking, and I want to thank everyone for the opportunity to participate in this call. I know that many members have time conflicts, and I am pleased that we will have a transcript. This is the one-year term, if I'm elected by the members, that I would serve as CSG representative. And I would be quite honored to have that opportunity. Let me quickly address these questions. I think that question one and two have a significant interrelationship with each other, and so my answer is probably going to merge to try to address those two questions. First of all, the business constituency has taken a real leadership in 2012. We pioneered an initiative with ICANN to develop a funding project that allowed us to provide a little bit of ICANN funding and a lot of hard labor from our members, particularly Gabby and Jimson, to take a little bit of ICANN money and leverage that into approaches in Africa and in Latin America that were different in each case but fulfilled some needs that we had and that ICANN had. That little bit of money although we wanted to continue to have some ICANN funding to be able to go to such initiatives, the present ICANN budget process has not accommodated that. And I do think that working with the CSG constituencies, as we did in 2012, that we should return to budget requests that provide, and that's in essence what is seed money, to allow our members who are in the region to leverage their presence and to participate in events or even to create events that are focused on business users in the country or in the region. I share the concern that Andrew has expressed in his question, and I think that it's probably inherent in Gabby's question, that I want to talk about why this outreach and participation, I think, is so critical to the BC, but also note that as the CSG officer, my job is really to build on what the members want and to collaborate with the rest of the executive committee and then to find the energy and interest from the other CSG constituencies where possible to collaborate with us. There are some things I think that we need to do ourselves just as the business constituency, and we're going to need to think about when we can collaborate with the IPC and the ISPCP because that makes sense, and when we need to do something ourselves. The initiative that Gabby led in Latin America focused heavily on awareness, and the initiative that Jimson led, and she took advantage of existing events and provided the intellectual leadership and knowledge and information and participation to really contribute to building awareness about ICANN in, and the business user interest in Latin America. Jimson took a slightly different approach, which has resulted in the creation, actually, of a new member, AFICTA, in the business constituency. But both of those approaches and others like them are essential for us to reach those new sectors and to help them become not only aware of ICANN, but to find value in participating in ICANN and in participating and contributing to the business constituency. One reason it is so important to us is it will help us to strengthen our own legitimacy externally in the business user community if we are contributing to this and driving it. It will also significantly strengthen our ability to contribute as thought leaders and influence leaders within the ICANN processes overall, not just policy, but the ICANN governance processes. And I think it also will, if we can bring in more diverse voices of business users from the developing regions to add to our strong European and North American membership, then we will strengthen our influence and credibility with the GAC and with the other influential parts of ICANN. So I think this may mean that, A, we have to ask ICANN for seed money, and, B, we need to see if there is a way to create our own version of a speaker's support tool so that officers and members are able to do what Chris Chaplow has done in several cases and others have done, where they've gone into existing business meetings and spread the word about ICANN within an existing business meeting. And I think that's a strategy that we need to think about how we can take more advantage of and provide speakers and participants from our membership, as well as harnessing and using participation of ICANN staff, but doing so in a way that we lead and the ICANN staff provides support. Shall I address the third question or pause for more questions?
Can you address the third question, Marilyn?
Yes, thank you. For some time, I have been interested in the idea of the constituencies at the stakeholder loop, the stakeholder level initially, to have the kind of professional staff support that the ALAC has, in addition to secretariat staff support. And it initially, that idea was not warmly received by one of our sister constituencies, but later another of the sister constituencies began to warm to that idea, and I think it's something we should think about as we are looking at the kinds of resources that ICANN should provide to the community of its present participants, the stakeholder groups, the constituencies, rather than just spending a lot of money on outside consultants and multiple strategy panels. I think it would be a very good effort for us to re-examine and look hard at the idea of a professional policy support staff person to join a secretariat and to be a resource working, in this case, it would be working largely under the guidance of the vice chair for policy coordination, so that support for initial drafting or research, et cetera, could be taken on by this person, and then the expertise of the members could go into more analysis and thought leadership. I think this is something that we should consider doing. It is extremely difficult for our voluntary approach of analysis, et cetera, policy development, in spite of the excellent help of our present secretariat with coordination of many of the administrative and coordination activities, I think we could benefit significantly by even trialing such a policy support function. And again, that would have to operate under clear guidance and terms of reference. Given the way that ICANN approaches things like this, it's probable that we would need to approach this on a shared basis within the CSG, but frankly, the kind of work that such a resource would do would not be opinion-based. It would be analysis and first drafting, and I think it would be possible to share such a policy support person. It could be at least worth examining, and Steve, as the returning candidate for Vice Chair of Policy Coordination, is not. I have not discussed this with you, Steve, so I apologize for that. The sharing of this across the CSG would take some effort on our part to negotiate clear terms of reference with the other two with the other two constituencies. I think another thing that we need to do is we need to join with others everywhere in the GNSO to really give better guidance to ICANN about how to be easier to do business with in terms of working on policy development and on reading and understanding the issues papers and the materials that ICANN is preparing that are going out for public comments. I don't think that we have perfected a easy-to-use approach on the part of the materials that are being developed that go out to the community, and I think there's more work that we could do there. Once we reach agreement with our members on the kinds of improvements that are needed, we really are going to have to build support in a consistent way, and that will probably be not just with the CSG but across the House. But I think we would find strong interest in some of these further improvements.
Thank you, Marilyn. Sorry, I must stop you there because we are time restricted. Has somebody a question for Marilyn? Hearing no questions, Marilyn, would you like to just end off very briefly?
Sure, I would. I just want to once again thank the business constituency members for the opportunity to be nominated and stand for this position. And I will end by saying I would welcome any questions that anyone has by email and that I would welcome the members' vote. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Marilyn. Now we will go back to the order of the nominations. Elisa, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you. May I put the same three questions to you too, please? And shall I read them all three to you or one at a time?
One at a time would be great.
Thank you, Elisa. From Gabriella Schleck, what issues do you believe are the most urgent for outreach and awareness activities for the BC to focus on? And how do you plan, as a leader, to contribute to these outreach and awareness needs?
So I think that outreach is something that we've struggled with for some time, and I had hoped to have had, you know, more outreach activities than we had in this last year. We did have a couple of events that were supported by funding from ICANN. I had actually hoped to conduct some webinar and virtual events to sort of encourage interest in the BC. I think that given that we've got so much to focus on right now, that taking on sort of active outreach, unless there are particular members who are able to really step up and, you know, take an active role in outreach, unless there are members that are really willing and able to do that, I think we'll need to rely more heavily on ICANN staff and work to really support Chris Mundini and his efforts and really gain, you know, some value there and work more collaboratively with them than we have in this past year. So that, I think that's probably our best way forward, again, unless there are members that are able to actively help with outreach. Again, I think we'll ask for funds, you know, to support attendance or participation at events that are already planned. I don't see us hosting our own events, as Marilyn had mentioned, you know, actively engaging in sort of events that are already planned and having, you know, participants from the BC attend and talk about ICANN and the BC. If there's funding from ICANN to support that, I'm all for that. But I think that working with staff will probably be our best way forward here.
Thank you, Lisa. The next question is from Andrew Mack. What are your plans for reaching sectors and parts of the world that are underrepresented in the BC, and how the BC might create more visibility around ICANN meetings?
I think in some ways, you know, the last question sort of touched on this, and I think it will be difficult, again, for us to sort of actively engage in sort of active outreach unless there are particular members who are able to sort of take that on. So, again, I think, you know, working with Chris and others within ICANN to support in whatever ways we can is probably going to be the best way forward here, because I think it would be extremely difficult for us to sort of take on all of that sort of active outreach. We don't have the resources for that at this time, in my opinion, and we should probably be focusing, you know, on actual policy issues as opposed to, because we do have limited resources and because we are, you know, sort of a volunteer group and we all have other things that we have to do. So I think, again, trying to more effectively leverage resources that ICANN staff has is probably our best way forward.
Thank you, Lisa. And the last question is from John Berard. How can, will the constituency, made up of part-time volunteers, keep up with the pace of work generated by a growing ICANN staff and activist CEO?
I think that we're going to have to be increasingly more selective about the areas and topics that we spend time on, because there is a tremendous amount of work that's being undertaken by ICANN in terms of policy development, working groups, reports that are published. And so I think we're going to have to be a little bit more selective about what it is that we're focusing our time on, as opposed to trying to do, you know, everything, and, you know, as opposed to trying to comment on everything. We've done, I mean, Steve Del Bianco has done a tremendous job in this last year in terms of coordinating us, getting the comments prepared and submitted, and, I mean, we did a tremendous amount of work in this last year, and I think it was, you know, at a very quick pace that we did that. And, you know, to do more than what we've done in this past year, I don't see us being able to accomplish that. I mean, we did so much work this year. So I think we're going to have to just be more selective and really focus on the issues that are of greatest concern to BC members. And then there may be things that we just won't be able to spend time on.
Thank you very much, Lisa. Are there any questions from members who are on the call or on the Adobe Connect? Because I see we have Angie Graves who's joined us, and I see we have Tim Smith on the Adobe Connect, or from any other of the candidates. Hearing no more questions, is there something that you would like to say in conclusion, Elisa?
Yeah, I would just like to thank the members for all of their work and support and I'm looking forward to another year of making sure that BC members are getting value from the BC and that we are having our voices heard within the ICANN community. Thanks, Glenn.
Thank you very much, Lisa. So we will go on to the next candidate now, Steve Del Bianco. Steve, can you hear?
I do.
Can you talk?
I do.
Thank you. Steve, I will again pose the same three questions to you. Would you like them all together, or would you like them one by one?
Try to take them together.
Fine. From Gabriella Schleck, what issues do you believe are the most urgent for outreach and awareness, activities for the BC to focus on, and how do you plan as a leader to contribute to these outreach and awareness needs? Andrew Mack, what are your plans for reaching sectors and parts of the world that are underrepresented in the BC, and how the BC might create more visibility around ICANN meetings? And then John Berard's question, how can, will the constituency made up of part-time volunteers keep up with the pace of the work generated by a growing ICANN staff and activist CEO? And I see they have also been posted on the Adobe Connect. Thank you very much, Benedetta. So over to you, Steve.
Thanks, Glenn, Gabby, Andy, and John for your questions too. When Gabby asks about outreach and awareness, and Andy asks about recruiting underrepresented, a lot of that simply identifies folks that might be interested in what the BC is doing. For me, that's necessary, but nowhere near sufficient to recruit them into a role where they can actually contribute in a way that's meaningful with the workload problem that John identified and that Elisa just described. So I tend to be a very results-oriented, very task-focused person. Those of you who know me realize that. And I've put relatively little value in having events that raise our visibility with newcomers, say, to where I have not seen that as being responsible for recruiting people yet. What I have seen has been effective on recruiting is something that Marilyn described, is where we take advantage of referrals. People like Jimson through Aficta, Andy Mack, and all the people that you know, when you realize the kind of person that will be happy and productive within the BC, I can't place a high enough emphasis on the need for those referrals. And we are happy as officers to assist at recruiting an individual who's from an underrepresented part of the world that has a particular business interest in the domain name system where we can make their participation relatively easy, where we can help them focus on one or two issues that matter most to them and pair them up with someone more experienced when they contribute their first draft comment to the BC. Or perhaps they dive into a working group and we team them up with another BC member who's experienced at the mechanics of a working group. Another element for recruiting, I mean, Gabby should be very helpful to us in Central, South, and Central America. Zahid Jamil, I just met with him last weekend and tried to make sure he stays involved in the BC. We are woefully underrepresented in Asia. I think trade associations can help. I run a trade association myself, but I have very limited membership outside of the U.S. and Europe, which is where we're already heavy with members. And then corporate subsidiaries. I wonder whether we talk to Yahoo and say that, who's your person in South America or in Asia, and can we get them to contribute even a small measure to a comment period? Now, that wouldn't add a new member, right? Yahoo is already a member of the BC. But if Laura can help us to find a Latin American representative of Yahoo who can work with us on a couple of issues, that still adds to our representation. It adds to our outreach. And for me, it adds to our ability to be productive and respond to a growing workload. When Gabby mentions outreach and awareness, what I think right away is mobilization. And mobilization for the Vice Chair for Policy Coordination is getting people to assist at the development of comments, the editing of comments, and the review of comments. And you all know on this call that there's a scant list of BC participants who will put pen to paper and help to draft something. I continue to try to make it as easy as it can be by teeing up the issue in a clean way, by providing lots of guidance on what the BC has done before, and then I'm willing to take on all of the editing and formatting and circulation for approval and submission. That's what I believe the coordination task is. Where I have underperformed is in the area of recruiting volunteers from among the ranks. I have found it wholly unproductive to ask that plaintively on a phone call to say, who's here to help? That ordinarily doesn't work, and when it does work, it's the same old folks who feel sorry for what I'm saying, and they volunteer. We need new recruits. Jimson, you're an example of a new recruit who's contributed recently on a comment. Andy, you did as well. Angie's been helpful. So I would be helpful. You don't have to do it on this call, but understanding how one can recruit. It may be that I need to do it privately rather than on the phone call, and I'm happy to do that as well. I am gratified that we had new contributors in 2013. There were 7 brand new contributors who'd never worked on a BC comment before, and we generated 22 comments. John, both you and Gabby asked about issues and keeping up with the workload. I would suggest that our 3 top issues are, number 1, I believe that the constituency structure, the BC in particular, is being squeezed from 2 ways. There are top-down strategic panels whose output will drive ICANN's agenda, and staff will happily take and run with it because the CEO is blessing it. So that's a top-down squeeze on the advisory committee and stakeholder organizations. From the bottom, we now have a new initiative, again from a STRAT panel, that says that crowdsourcing is the way that ICANN staff wants to conduct more of its business in the future. That allows staff and management of ICANN to make basically all decisions. They'll be able to conduct regional online webinars and be able to cherry-pick the comments that support what management wants and suggest that they've crowdsourced an issue and they're now responding to what the world wants. Together, this bottom-up crowdsourcing and top-down strategic panel really do threaten the existence of the ACSO structure, and in particular the BC. Very concerned about that. Number 2, the new GTLD program is now in the execution phase. And that, to me, says that the BC will have to be a real watchdog on the execution and enforcement of the obligations that these registries have undertaken, particularly through things like the public interest commitments and specifications that the BC helped to engineer. And there's further a review of the new GTLD program, which will be conducted at the end of 2014 through 2015. This is the affirmation review of the new GTLD program. The BC has been instrumental in driving the metrics and definitions for that review, and this is an opportunity for us to point up areas roughly a year from now where the execution of the new GTLD program has failed to live up to what was promised. And finally, on internet governance issues, I'm very active there with the IGF and ITU, and I'm very concerned that the private sector role in a multi-stakeholder is going to be eroded as more concessions are made to intergovernmental organizations and the so-called accelerated globalization of ICANN and IANA. And I believe concessions made to the UN and ITU will end up being concessions that come at the expense of the private sector having the role that we have today at ICANN. So I'll stop there and see if there are any other questions.
Thank you very much, Steve. Are there any other questions for Steve?
Glenn, this is Benetta speaking. We have John Berard, who has his hand raised in the AC room. So I think John might have a question or comment.
I see that. Thank you, John. Over to you.
am I audible?
Yes, you're very audible. Thank you, John.
I want to thank Steve for highlighting the pressure from the top and the bottom, and to just make official note that it is one of the reasons why I allowed myself, encouraged my nomination as co-chair of the Cross-Community Working Group drafting team. One of the ways in which the top putting pressure on the bottom is by creating cross-community teams without having gone through any kind of process for determining what they should look like, how they should operate, and what their output should look like. And so Becky Burr from the CCNSO and I are co-chair of a drafting team that I hope over the course of this coming year will not just provide some form to it, but also the function of the constituencies, the role of the constituencies and stakeholder groups in the cross-community working groups. So just as an added bit of data to Steve's answer to the question.
John, it's Steve. Thank you for that. And let me ask you, if you look at the ATRT2 draft I circulated last night, I did attempt to describe that squeeze as a significant problem that ATRT needs to look at. Now, they're done with their report, but I want the board to be aware that we know it's happening. If you're able to quickly review, it's a short little comment from me and reply all, the rest of the BC may get on board with talking about the squeeze as well. Thanks, John.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks, John. Are there more questions? I don't see any more hands raised in the Adobe Connect. And on the phone, would anybody like to ask a question? If not, thank you very much, Steve. And would you just like to say something in conclusion?
Thank you, Glenn. I'd just like to thank Jimson for stepping up as an officer, first-time officer, and I want to turn it over to him as soon as we can. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. And so we are turning over to you, Jimson. Thank you. And you have the questions on the Adobe Connect. Would you like me to read them again, or in the essence of time, would you just like to fall straight into the questions, Jimson?
Thank you, Glenn. I will fall straight into answering the question, if you don't mind.
Thank you very much. That would be very good.
Great. Well, it's evening here. I guess morning there. So good morning, good evening. Let me first say that it's really been a great privilege, you know, to be part of this great community. And in response to question number one, I'm one of the products of the outreach effort being conducted by BC. It's an opportunity that people like me from developing economies, some people like me from developing economies look forward to, but if there is no contact, there is just no way it's going to be possible. And that is why I commend that question. I commend the question of Gabby about what we need to do to sustain the outreach and awareness. So we need to, first and foremost, do what we call targeted funding. That is, target some specific outreach efforts towards strengthening the linkages that we have already. And I thank the BC for supporting Africa last year. That had a lot of effect in Lagos, huge awareness about the constituency in Lagos last year. It goes a long way into steering the heart of potential future leaders and members of the BC. And we hope it will continue. We're hoping that even this year we can do more and across the region, the African countries. So as I said, there are many, like myself, they're looking forward to that linkages. But it's only through outreaches that that could happen. So through targeted funding, effective engagement by BC. Well, BC has been trying, really commend the effort of Maryland. And Maryland is so relentless in our commitment in the reaching out, you know, to developing economy. And I really again commend her and, of course, appreciate all the BC members that believe in this. Well, to further strengthen effectiveness, the BC effectiveness, perhaps as time goes on, if it is possible, we could even expand the list of our officers such that we can have maybe outreach engagement officer that a volunteer can come into, and all is looking at is how to locate some people in China, locate more people in Japan, or even in Africa. We already have contact in Africa, how to strengthen it. Because of the internationalization evolution of ICANN that we know now. So I will emphasize again that perhaps you can have, say, new portfolios in the BC moving forward for other members to compete in and be part of it. Or you could also have, say, a full-time staff. That's part of its responsibility to do that. Another way we can really strengthen outreach, the collaboration, strengthening collaboration with local and regional business organizations. There are many more. In Africa, we're just 12 African countries. There are about 55, so we have a long way to go. So there is still need to strengthen it. The relationship needs to be strengthened. Not only Ginseng that is on Africa, there are many others that I also have to bring up to sustain the momentum. And as Elisa said, working more with ICANN staff concerning this will also be helpful. Well, concerning the question about plans for reaching sectors and parts of the world that are underrepresented in BC, well, what I said earlier will go a long way. That is, you can have an outreach portfolio in addition to the existing portfolio, whereby we can have members context for and focus on those on rich areas. Because it's a huge impact. Sector indeed. And that may require that we might need to do a review of the business charter going forward, but we all look at that objectively to see if that will give strength to the thinking. Now, on the last point concerning how we can cope, we are part timers, we are volunteers, how we can cope with the growing piece of work in ICANN, especially with the CEO, and the staff moving forward. Well, we welcome I personally welcome, the activities that are happening in ICANN. I personally welcome it. That calls for us to also change our strategy or improve on our strategy. So to cope with it, as I said, we might need to create more portfolios. I can't say exactly the new portfolio that might need to come, but create more portfolios, give people more opportunity to handle different parts, if not more other bits. And then I think that is one low-hanging fruit we can tap into. If we cannot engage full-time staff, we can create more designation of more roles and responsibility, and then we will see more officers coming up to take more responsibility. I think it's a low-hanging fruit we can tap into this time. So, but it's good. The pace of work is good, activity is good. And even for Steve, lastly, for Steve, I commend Steve so much. One of my colleagues once said that, sleep, Steve doesn't sleep, that he sleeps and wakes up on policy. So it's a lot of workload for Steve. So if we could still have Vice Chair 1, Vice Chair 2, or Vice Chair 3 for policy, because the key function of ICANN is policy development. And when we realize the dynamism of internet governance today, there's a lot more work that we need to do. So maybe, as I said, more portfolio to have. So that is what I have to say. I don't know if I cover the point necessary.
Thank you very much, Jim.
Okay.
Jimson?
Welcome, thank you.
Would anybody like to ask a question to Jimson? I don't see any hands up in the Adobe Connect room.
It's Steve with one question.
Steve, yes, please. Go ahead.
Jimson, thanks again for all the work you've done on policy, and I look forward to having you in admin. The question would be that in your previous roles and the business that you run today, are you hands-on with the bookkeeping and banking and billing?
Yes, SME. As an SME, you have to do a lot of this yourself by and large. But of course, I have a number of staff that in the office that also assist me. But definitely, I have hands-on experience on that.
Great, I thought so. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Steve. Are there any other questions? Hearing none, Jimson, would you like to say something in conclusion?
Yes, in conclusion, Blaine, I want to thank you for your moderation, very effective. Also would like to appreciate Chris Chaplow that's been doing this work for us, very committed. Appreciate Lisa and all the officers, Marilyn, Steve, and John, Debbie, appreciate everyone. We want to just let you know that by cooperating together, we can achieve much more. So this is my hands of cooperation. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jimson. Is there something that anybody else would like to say? We have a few minutes before the end of the call. And so if you have perhaps thought of other questions for the candidates, or if the candidates would like to say something themselves, is that John I hear? Or I see?
Yes, it is. Yeah, I do have one thing to say.
Please go ahead.
Well, I want to make sure that Benny, as she goes off to work on the ICANN staff, that Rob's been putting up with my approach for a while on the ICANN staff, and that you, Glenn, appreciate that we are not, when we talk about the increased size and role of the staff, suggesting that there is anything nefarious about that, but merely that the pace of work, the number of people who are moving it forward, is beginning to dwarf the resource of a volunteer organization such as the business constituency. So we don't assign a malicious intent, just increased difficulty in matching what you guys do for a living. I just want to make sure you understood that.
Thank you very much, John. I certainly do appreciate what all the volunteers do, because I know it takes an enormous amount of time, and I'm always in huge admiration for what you do. And I do appreciate too the issues that you see with a growing staff. Would you like to say something, Rob? I know Rob Hogarth is there, and he has.
Thank you, Glenn. No, I think John stated. Thanks, Glenn. No, I think John stated it very well. They're very important points, and more than happy to pass those on.
I see Jimson's got his hand up. Please, Jimson.
Yes, thank you. Really, that was very important point, John Lee. Yes, the more workload coming to the community, and that means also that the community we need to maybe think out of the box and also engage as is necessary. Notwithstanding the pressure from top to bottom and also bottom to top, business is critical. The president of Rwanda and many presidents in East Africa, in Africa, just last November, decided that private sector should be number one in their thinking. So business is key and critical, and as such, I'm sure down the line, proposal will come forward to enable BC to engage more effectively. But the momentum must be sustained, and we too need to respond well. Business cannot be the push aside. Business is critical even to employment, to jobs, to creation of wealth. And so business can never play second fiddle in any way. And lastly, in response to maybe the thought that maybe multinational or United Nations could take this over, that is a foregone conclusion that will really happen. Business must be there on equal footing, and that's what we believe in, and that is what we think the road path developing nation must support moving forward. Business is critical. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jimson. Would anybody else like to comment? John Barrett. John, you have again raised your hand, or is that an old hand?
It was old, sorry.
That's fine, thanks. Is there anybody else who would like to make a comment? If not, I think we have reached the end of the call. And thank you very much for your participation, especially to the councillors that are standing for election. And I wish you good luck. Thank you very much. And thank you, Benedetta. Thank you, Rob. The call is ended, as if everybody is in agreement with that, and there's nothing more to be said.
Thanks, Glenn.
Good luck to you all.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Kim. You can also. Again, at this time, I would like to inform all participants that today's call is being recorded. If anyone has any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Thank you. You may begin.
Thank you very much, Kim. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. This is the BC candidate call for the BC officer elections for 2014, taking place on the 18th of February, 2014. On the call today, we have Marilyn Cade, Jim Sinalafui, Elisa Cooper, Steve Del Bianco, Glenda Sanjuri, and myself, Benedetta Lucci. We have apologies from Linda Kinney, Laura Covington, Philip Corwin, Stefan Van Gelder, Gabriela Slack, and Andrew Mack. As the voting officer, I'll announce the names of the nominees, and I'd like to advise BC members that both the nominators and the nominees qualify according to the BC Charter rules as paid-up members of the BC, and all nominations are therefore valid. Four nominations for the open seats were received. All nominations received were acknowledged by the voting officer and accepted by the candidates. The nominations are the following. Standing for Chair, Elisa Cooper, nominated by David Ferris. Standing for Vice Chair for Policy Coordination, Steve Del Bianco, nominated by Marilyn Cade. Standing for Vice Chair for Finance and Operations, Jim Sinalafui, nominated by Gabriela Slack. Standing for CSG Representative, Marilyn Cade, nominated by Tim Smith. Today's call will allow a discussion with the candidates. Questions received prior to the call will be addressed to each candidate first, followed by an open floor for members to ask questions on the call. Each candidate will have a 15-minute slot to answer questions. The question and answer session will be moderated by Glenda Sanjuri as returning officer and moderator for this call. Candidates may choose to respond on the call or in writing. Ballots for the elections will be sent tomorrow, February 19th, and the voting period will close on the 26th of February. Counting of the votes will take place on the 27th of February, and the results will be announced by the 28th. I will now turn the call over to Glenda Sanjuri to lead the discussion with the candidates. Thank you very much, and over to you, Glenn. Oh, and Cliff Chaplet has just joined the call, and we also have Robert Hogarth on the call. Thank you very much, and over to you, Glenn.
Thank you very much, Benedetta, and hello, everyone. Thank you for asking me again to moderate this call. And if we may please start with asking the questions to Marilyn Cade, because she has to go off to another meeting very shortly. So if no one has any objections, we could start with Marilyn. Marilyn, there have been three questions. The first one is, what issues do you believe are the most urgent for outreach and awareness activities for the BC to focus on, and how do you plan as a leader to contribute to these outreach and awareness needs? And this question comes from Gabriela Schlack.
Thank you. And Glenn, would you just read the other two questions, if you don't mind?
I'll do that, certainly, Marilyn. The second question comes from Andrew Mack. What are your plans for reaching sectors and parts of the world that are underrepresented in the BC, and how the BC might create more visibility around ICANN meetings? And the last question comes from John Berard. How can, will the constituency made up of part-time volunteers keep up with the pace of work generated by a growing ICANN staff and activist CEO?
I love all three questions. Thank you so much, Marilyn Cade speaking, and I want to thank everyone the opportunity to participate in this call. I know that many members have time conflicts, and I am pleased that we will have a transcript. This will be the second year, 1 year term, if I'm elected by the members, that I would serve as CSG representative. And I would be quite honored to have that opportunity. Let me quickly address these questions. I think that question one and two have a significant interrelationship with each other, and so my answer is probably going to merge to try to address those two questions. First of all, the business constituency has taken a real leadership in 2012. We pioneered an initiative with ICANN
to develop a funding project that allowed us to provide a little bit of ICANN funding and a lot of hard labor from our members, particularly Gabby and Jimson, to take a little bit of ICANN money and leverage that into approaches in Africa and in Latin America that were different in each case but fulfilled some needs that we had and that ICANN had. That little bit of money was, although we wanted to continue to have some ICANN funding to be able to go to such initiatives, the present ICANN budget process has not accommodated that. And I do think that working with the CSG constituencies, as we did in 2012, that we should return to budget requests that provide, and that is the essence, what is seed money, to allow our members who are in the region to leverage their presence and to participate in events or even to create events that are focused on business users in the country or in the region. I share the concern that Andrew has expressed in his question, and I think that is probably inherent in Gabby's question, that I want to talk about why this outreach and participation, I think, is so critical to the BC, but also note that as the CSG officer, my job is really to build on what the members want and to collaborate with the rest of the executive committee and then to find the energy and interest from the other CSG constituencies where possible to collaborate with us. There are some things I think that we need to do ourselves, just as the business constituency, and we're going to need to think about when we can collaborate with the IPC and the ISPCP because that makes sense, and when we need to do something ourselves. The initiative that Gabby led in Latin America focused heavily on awareness. And the initiative that Jimson led, and she took advantage of existing events and provided the intellectual leadership and knowledge and information and participation to really contribute to building awareness about ICANN and the business user interest in Latin America. Jimson took a slightly different approach, which has resulted in the creation, actually, of a new member, AFICTA, in the business constituency. But both of those approaches and others like them are essential for us to reach those new sectors and to help them become not only aware of ICANN, but to find value in participating in ICANN and in participating and contributing to the business constituency. One reason it is so important to us is it will help us to strengthen our own legitimacy externally in the business user community if we are contributing to this and driving it. It will also significantly strengthen our ability to contribute as thought leaders and influence leaders within the ICANN processes overall, not just policy, but the ICANN governance processes. And I think it also will, if we can bring in more diverse voices of business users from the developing regions to add to our strong European and North American membership, then we will strengthen our influence and credibility with the GAC and with the other influential parts of ICANN. So I think this may mean that, A, we have to ask ICANN for seed money, and, B, we need to see if there is a way to create our own version of a speaker's support tool so that officers and members are able to do what Chris Chaplow has done in several cases and others have done, where they've gone into existing business meetings and spread the word about ICANN within an existing business meeting. And I think that's a strategy that we need to think about how we can take more advantage of and provide speakers and participants from our membership as well as harnessing and using participation of ICANN staff, but doing so in a way that we lead and the ICANN staff provide support. Shall I address the third question or pause for more questions?
Can you address the third question, Marilyn?
Yes, thank you. For some time, I have been interested in the idea of the constituencies at the stakeholder loop, at the stakeholder level initially, to have the kind of professional staff support that the ALAC has, in addition to secretariat staff support. And it initially, that idea was not warmly received by one of our sister constituencies, but later another of the sister constituencies began to warm to that idea, and I think it's something we should think about as we are looking at the kinds of resources that ICANN should provide to the community of its present participants, the stakeholder groups, the constituencies, rather than just spending a lot of money on outside consultants and multiple strategy panels. I think it would be a very good effort for us to re-examine and look hard at the idea of a professional policy support staff person to join a secretariat and to be a resource working, in this case, it would be working largely under the guidance of the vice chair for policy coordination, so that support for initial drafting or research, et cetera, could be taken on by this person, and then the expertise of the members could go into more analysis and thought leadership. I think this is something that we should consider doing. It is extremely difficult for our voluntary approach of analysis, et cetera, policy development, in spite of the excellent help of our present secretariat with coordination of many of the administrative and coordination activities. I think we could benefit significantly by even trialing such a policy support function, and again, that would have to operate under clear guidance and terms of reference. Given the way that ICANN approaches things like this, it's probable that we would need to approach this on a shared basis within the CSG, but frankly, the kind of work that such a resource would do would not be opinion-based. It would be analysis and first drafting, and I think it would be possible to share such a policy support person. It could be at least worth examining, and Steve is the returning candidate for Vice Chair of Policy Coordination is not. I have not discussed this with you, Steve, so I apologize for that. The sharing of this across the CSG would take some effort on our part to negotiate clear terms of reference with the other two with the other two constituencies. I think another thing that we need to do is we need to join with others everywhere in the GNSO to really give better guidance to ICANN about how to be easier to do business with in terms of working on policy development and on reading and understanding the issues papers and the materials that ICANN is preparing that are going out for public comment. I don't think that we have perfected a easy-to-use approach on the part of the materials that are being developed that go out to the community, and I think there's more work that we could do there. Once we reach agreement with our members on the kinds of improvements that are needed, we really are going to have to build support in a consistent way, and that will probably be not just with the CSG but across the House. But I think we would find strong interest in some of these further improvements.
Thank you, Marilyn. Sorry, I must stop you there because we are time restricted. Has somebody a question for Marilyn? Hearing no questions, Marilyn, would you like to just end off very briefly?
Sure, I would. I just want to once again thank the business constituency members for the opportunity to be nominated and stand for this position. And I will end by saying I would welcome any questions that anyone has by email, and that I would welcome the members' vote. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Marilyn. Now we will go back to the order of the nominations. Elisa, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you. May I put the same three questions to you too, please? And shall I read them all three to you or one at a time?
One at a time would be great.
Thank you, Elisa. From Gabriella Schleck, what issues do you believe are the most urgent for outreach and awareness activities for the BC to focus on? And how do you plan as a leader to contribute to these outreach and awareness needs?
So I think that outreach is something that we've struggled with for some time, and I had hoped to have had, you know, more outreach activities than we had in this last year. We did have a couple of events that were supported by funding from ICANN. I had actually hoped to conduct some webinar and virtual events to sort of encourage interest in the BC. I think that given that we've got so much to focus on right now, that taking on sort of active outreach, unless there are particular members who are able to really step up and, you know, take an active role in outreach, unless there are members that are really willing and able to do that, I think we'll need to rely more heavily on ICANN staff and work to really support Chris Mundini and his efforts and really gain, you know, some value there and work more collaboratively with them than we have in this past year. So that, I think that's probably our best way forward, again, unless there are members that are able to actively help with outreach. Again, I think we'll ask for funds, you know, to support attendance or participation at events that are already planned. I don't see us hosting our own events, as Marilyn had mentioned, you know, actively engaging in sort of events that are already planned and having, you know, participants from the BC attend and talk about ICANN and the BC. If there's funding from ICANN to support that, I'm all for that. But I think that working with staff will probably be our best way forward here.
Thank you, Lisa. The next question is from Andrew Mack. What are your plans for reaching sectors and parts of the world that are underrepresented in the BC, and how the BC might create more visibility around ICANN meetings?
I think in some ways, you know, the last question sort of touched on this, and I think it will be difficult, again, for us to sort of actively engage in sort of active outreach unless there are particular members who are able to sort of take that on. So, again, I think, you know, working with Chris and others within ICANN to support in whatever ways we can is probably going to be the best way forward here, because I think it would be extremely difficult for us to sort of take on all of that sort of active outreach. We don't have the resources for that at this time, in my opinion, and we should probably be focusing, you know, on actual policy issues as opposed to because we do have limited resources and because we are, you know, sort of a volunteer group and we all have other things that we have to do. So I think, again, trying to more effectively leverage resources that ICANN staff has is probably our best way forward.
Thank you, Lisa. And the last question is from John Berard. How can, will the constituency made up of part-time volunteers keep up with the pace of work generated by a growing ICANN staff and activist CEO?
I think that we're going to have to be increasingly more selective about the areas and topics that we spend time on, because there is a tremendous amount of work that's being undertaken by ICANN in terms of policy development, working groups, reports that are published. And so I think we're going to have to be a little bit more selective about what it is that we're focusing our time on, as opposed to trying to do, you know, everything, and, you know, as opposed to trying to comment on everything. We've done, I mean, Steve Del Bianco has done a tremendous job in this last year in terms of coordinating us, getting the comments prepared and submitted, and, I mean, we did a tremendous amount of work in this last year, and I think it was, you know, at a very quick pace that we did that. And, you know, to do more than what we've done in this past year, I don't see us being able to accomplish that. I mean, we did so much work this year. So I think we're going to have to just be more selective and really focus on the issues that are of greatest concern to BC members. And then there may be things that we just won't be able to spend time on.
Thank you very much, Lisa. Are there any questions from members who are on the call or on the Adobe Connect? Because I see we have Angie Graves who's joined us, and I see we have Tim Smith on the Adobe Connect, or from any other of the candidates. Hearing no more questions, is there something that you would like to say in conclusion, Elisa?
Yeah, I would just like to thank the members for all of their work and support, and I'm looking forward to another year of making sure that BC members are getting value from the BC and that we are having our voices heard within the ICANN community. Thanks, Glenn.
Thank you very much, Lisa. So we will go on to the next candidate now, Steve Del Bianco. Steve, can you hear?
I do.
Can you talk?
I do.
Thank you. Steve, I will again pose the same three questions to you. Would you like them all together, or would you like them one by one?
Try to take them together.
Fine. From Gabriella Schleck, what issues do you believe are the most urgent for outreach and awareness activities for the BC to focus on? And how do you plan as a leader to contribute to these outreach and awareness needs? Andrew Mack, what are your plans for reaching sectors and parts of the world that are underrepresented in the BC? And how the BC might create more visibility around ICANN meetings? And then John Berard's question, how will the constituency made up of part-time volunteers keep up with the pace of the work generated by a growing ICANN staff and activist CEO? And I see they have also been posted on the Adobe Connect. Thank you very much, Benedetta. So over to you, Steve.
Thanks, Glenn, Gabby, Andy, and John for your questions, too. When Gabby asks about outreach and awareness, and Andy asks about recruiting underrepresented, a lot of that simply identifies folks that might be interested in what the BC is doing. For me, that's necessary, but nowhere near sufficient to recruit them into a role where they can actually contribute in a way that's meaningful with the workload problem that John identified and that Elisa just described. So I tend to be a very results-oriented, very task-focused person. Those of you who know me realize that. And I've put relatively little value in having events that raise our visibility with newcomers, say, to where I have not seen that as being responsible for recruiting people yet. What I have seen has been effective on recruiting is something that Marilyn described, is where we take advantage of referrals. People like Jimson through Aficta, Andy Mack, and all the people that you know, when you realize the kind of person that will be happy and productive within the BC, I can't place a high enough emphasis on the need for those referrals. And we are happy as officers to assist at recruiting an individual who's from an underrepresented part of the world that has a particular business interest in the domain name system, where we can make their participation relatively easy, where we can help them focus on one or two issues that matter most to them and pair them up with someone more experienced when they contribute their first draft comment to the BC. Or perhaps they dive into a working group and we team them up with another BC member who's experienced at the mechanics of a working group. Another element for recruiting, I mean, Gabby should be very helpful to us in Central, South, and Central America. Zahid Jamil, I just met with him last weekend and tried to make sure he stays involved in the BC. We are woefully underrepresented in Asia. I think trade associations can help. I run a trade association myself, but I have very limited membership outside of the U.S. and Europe, which is where we're already heavy with members. And then corporate subsidiaries. I wonder whether we talk to Yahoo and say that who's your person in South America or in Asia, and can we get them to contribute even a small measure to a comment period. Now, that wouldn't add a new member, right? Yahoo is already a member of the BC. But if Laura can help us to find a Latin American representative of Yahoo who can work with us on a couple of issues, that still adds to our representation, it adds to our outreach, and for me, it adds to our ability to be productive and respond to a growing workload. When Gabby mentions outreach and awareness, what I think right away is mobilization. And mobilization for the vice chair for policy coordination is getting people to assist at the development of comments, the editing of comments, and the review of comments. And you all know on this call that there's a scant list of BC participants who will put pen to paper and help to draft something. I continue to try to make it as easy as it can be by teeing up the issue in a clean way, by providing lots of guidance on what the BC has done before, and then I'm willing to take on all of the editing and formatting and circulation for approval and submission. That's what I believe the coordination task is. Where I have underperformed is in the area of recruiting volunteers from among the ranks. I have found it wholly unproductive to ask that plaintively on a phone call to say, who's here to help? That ordinarily doesn't work, and when it does work, it's the same old folks who feel sorry for what I'm saying, and they volunteer. We need new recruits. Jimson, you're an example of a new recruit who's contributed recently on a comment. Andy, you did as well. Angie's been helpful. So I would be helpful. You don't have to do it on this call, but understanding how one can recruit. It may be that I need to do it privately rather than on the phone call, and I'm happy to do that as well. I am gratified that we had new contributors in 2013. There were 7 brand new contributors who'd never worked on a BC comment before, and we generated 22 comments. John, both you and Gabby asked about issues and keeping up with the workload. I would suggest that our 3 top issues are, number 1, I believe that the constituency structure, the BC in particular, is being squeezed from 2 ways. There are top-down strategic panels whose output will drive ICANN's agenda, and staff will happily take and run with it because the CEO is blessing it. So that's a top-down squeeze on the advisory committee and stakeholder organizations. From the bottom, we now have a new initiative, again from a STRAT panel, that says that crowdsourcing is the way that ICANN staff wants to conduct more of its business in the future. That allows staff and management of ICANN to make basically all decisions. They'll be able to conduct regional online webinars and be able to cherry-pick the comments that support what management wants and suggest that they've crowdsourced an issue and they're now responding to what the world wants. Together, this bottom-up crowdsourcing and top-down strategic panel really do threaten the existence of the ACSO structure, and in particular the BC. Very concerned about that. Number 2, the new GTLD program is now in the execution phase. And that, to me, says that the BC will have to be a real watchdog on the execution and enforcement of the obligations that these registries have undertaken, particularly through things like the public interest commitments and specifications that the BC helped to engineer. And there's further a review of the new GTLD program, which will be conducted at the end of 2014 through 2015. This is the affirmation review of the new GTLD program. The BC has been instrumental in driving the metrics and definitions for that review, and this is an opportunity for us to point up areas roughly a year from now where the execution of the new GTLD program has failed to live up to what was promised. And finally, on Internet governance issues, I'm very active there with the IGF and ITU, and I'm very concerned that the private sector role in a multi-stakeholder is going to be eroded as more concessions are made to intergovernmental organizations and the so-called accelerated globalization of ICANN and IANA. And I believe concessions made to the UN and ITU will end up being concessions that come at the expense of the private sector having the role that we have today at ICANN. So I'll stop there and see if there are any other questions.
Thank you very much, Steve. Are there any other questions for Steve?
Glenn, this is Beletta speaking. We have John Berard, who has his hand raised in the AC room. So I think John might have
yes.
a question or comment.
I see that. Thank you, John. Over to you.
am I audible?
Yes, you're very audible. Thank you, John.
I want to thank Steve for highlighting the pressure from the top and the bottom. And to just make official note that it is one of the reasons why I allowed myself, encouraged my nomination as co-chair of the Cross-Community Working Group drafting team. One of the ways in which the top putting pressure on the bottom is by creating cross-community teams without having gone through any kind of process for determining what they should look like, how they should operate, and what their output should look like. And so Becky Burr from the CCNSO and I are co-chair of a drafting team that I hope over the course of this coming year will not just provide some form to it, but also the function of the constituencies, the role of the constituencies and stakeholder groups in the cross-community working groups. So just as an added bit of data to Steve's answer to the question.
John,
thank
it's Steve. Thank you for that. And let me ask you, if you look at the ATRT2 draft I circulated last night, I did attempt to describe that squeeze as a significant problem that ATRT needs to look at. Now, they're done with their report, but I want the board to be aware that we know it's happening. If you're able to quickly review, it's a short little comment from me and reply all, the rest of the BC may get on board with talking about the squeeze as well. Thanks, John.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks, John. Are there more questions? I don't see any more hands raised in the Adobe Connect. And on the phone, would anybody like to ask a question? If not, thank you very much, Steve. And would you just like to say something in conclusion?
Thank you, Glenn. I'd just like to thank Jimson for stepping up as an officer, first-time officer, and I want to turn it over to him as soon as we can. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. And so we are turning over to you, Jimson. Thank you. And you have the questions on the Adobe Connect. Would you like me to read them again, or in the essence of time, would you just like to fall straight into the questions, Jimson?
Thank you, Glenn. I will fall straight into answering the question, if you don't mind.
Thank you very much. That would be very good.
Great. Well, it's evening here. I guess morning there, so good morning, good evening. Let me first say that it's really been a great privilege, you know, to be part of this great community. And response to question number one, I'm one of the products of the outreach efforts being conducted by BC. is an opportunity that people like me from developing the economy, some people like me from developing economies look forward to, but if there is no contact, there is just no way it's going to be possible. And that is why I commend that question. I commend the question of Gabby about what we need to do to sustain the outreach and awareness. So we need to, first and foremost, do what we call targeted funding. That is, target some specific outreach efforts towards strengthening the linkages that we have already. And I thank the BC for supporting Africa last year. That had a lot of effect in Lagos, huge awareness about the constituency in Lagos last year. It goes a long way to steering the heart of potential future leaders and members of the BC. And we hope it will continue. We're hoping that even this year we can do more and across the region in African countries. So as I said, there are many, like myself, they're looking forward to bank linkages. But it's only through attitude that that could happen. So through targeted funding, effective engagement by BC. Well, BC has been trying. Really, I commend the effort of mailing. Mailing is so relentless in our commitment in reaching out to developing the economy. And I really again commend her and, of course, appreciate all the BC members that believe in this. Well, to further strengthen effectiveness, the BC effectiveness, perhaps as time goes on, if it is possible, we could even expand the list of our officers such that we can have maybe outreach engagement officer that a volunteer can come into, and all is looking at is how to locate some people in China, locate more people in Japan, or even in Africa, where they have contact in Africa, how to strengthen it. Because of the internationalization evolution of ICANN that we know now. So I will emphasize again that perhaps you can have, say, new portfolios in the DC moving forward for other members to compete in and be part of it. Or you could also have, say, a full-time staff. Full-time staff that's part of its responsibility to do that. Another way we can really strengthen outreach, the collaboration, strengthening collaboration with local and regional business organizations. There are many more. In Africa, we're just 12 African countries. There are about 55, so we have a long way to go. So there's still need to strengthen it. The relationship needs to be strengthened. Not only Vincent that is on Africa, there are many others that I'm also have to bring up to sustain the momentum. And as Elisa said, working more with ICANN staff concerning this will also be helpful. Well, concerning the question about plans for reaching sectors and parts of the world that are underrepresented in this, well, what I said earlier will go a long way. That is, you can have an outreach portfolio in addition to the existing portfolio, whereby we can have members contest for and focus on those on which area, because it's a huge on path. Sector indeed. And that may require that you might need to do a review of the business charter going forward, but we all look at that objectively to see if that will give strength to the thinking. Well, on the last point concerning how we can cope, we are part timers, we are volunteers, how we can cope with the growing pace of work in ICANN, and especially with the CEO you know, and the staff moving forward. We welcome the, I personally welcome, you know, the activities that are happening in ICANN. I personally welcome it. That calls for us to also change our strategy or improve on our strategy. So to cope with it, as I said, we might need to create more portfolios. I can't say exactly the new portfolio that might need to come, but create more portfolios, give people more, you know, opportunity to handle different parts. It's not more of that bits. And then I think that is one low-hanging fruit we can tap into. If we cannot engage full-time staff, we can create more, you know, designation of more roles and responsibility, and then we will see more officers coming up, you know, to take more responsibility. I think it's a low-hanging fruit we can tap into this time. So, but it's good. The pace of work is good, activity is good, and even for Steve, lastly, for Steve, I commend Steve so much. One of my colleagues once said that, you know, sleep, Steve doesn't sleep, you know, that he sleeps and wakes up on policy. So it's a lot of workload for Steve. So if we could still have Vice Chair 1, Vice Chair 2, or Vice Chair 3 for policy, because the key function of ICANN is policy development. And when we realize the dynamism of internet governance today, there's a lot more work that we need to do. So maybe, as I said, more portfolio to have it. So that is what I have to say. I don't know if I cover any point necessary.
Thank you very much, Jim. Okay. Jimson.
Welcome. Thank you.
Would anybody like to ask a question to Jimson? I don't see any hands up in the Adobe Connect room.
It's Steve with one question.
Steve, yes, please. Go ahead.
Jimson, thanks again for all the work you've done on policy, and I look forward to having you in admin. The question would be that in your previous roles and the business that you run today, are you hands-on with the bookkeeping and banking and billing?
Oh, yes, you know, SME. As an SME, you know, you have to do a lot of this yourself by and large. But, of course, I have a number of staff that in the office that also assist me. But definitely, I have hands-on experience on that.
Great. I thought so. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Steve. Are there any other questions? Hearing none, Jimson, would you like to say something in conclusion?
Yes, in conclusion, Glenn, I want to thank you for your moderation. It's very effective. Also would like to appreciate Chris Chaplow that's been doing this work, you know, for us. Very committed. Appreciate Lisa and all the officers, Mary Lee. John, Gabby, appreciate everyone. We want to just let you know that by cooperating together, we can achieve much more. So this is my hands of cooperation. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jimson. Is there something that anybody else would like to say? We have a few minutes before the end of the call. And so if you have perhaps thought of other questions for the candidates, or if the candidates would like to say something themselves. Is that John I hear, or I see?
Yes, it is. Yeah, I do have
John,
one thing to say.
Please go ahead.
Well, I want to make sure that Benny, as she goes off to work on the ICANN staff, that Rob's been putting up with my approach for a while on the ICANN staff, and that you, Glenn, appreciate that we are not, when we talk about the increased size and role of the staff, suggesting that there is anything nefarious about that, but merely that the pace of work, the number of people who are moving it forward, is beginning to dwarf the resource of a volunteer organization such as the business constituency. So we don't assign a malicious intent, just increased difficulty in matching what you guys do for a living. I just want to make sure you understood that.
Thank you very much, John. I certainly do appreciate what all the volunteers do, because I know it takes an enormous amount of time, and I'm always in huge admiration for what you do. And I do appreciate too the issues that you see with a growing staff. Would you like to say something, Rob? I know Rob Hogarth is there, and he has.
Thank you, Glenn. No, I think John stated. Thanks, Glenn. No, I think John stated it very well. There are very important points, and more than happy to pass those on.
I see Jimson's got his hand up. Please, Jimson.
Yes. Thank you. Really, that was very important point, John Lee. Yes, the more workload coming to the community. But that means also that the community we need to maybe think out of the box and also engage as in the necessary. Notwithstanding the pressure from top to bottom and also bottom to top, business is critical. The president of Rwanda and many presidents in East Africa, in Africa, just last November, decided that private sector shall be number one in their thinking. So business is key and critical, and as such, I'm sure down the line, proposal will come forward to enable BC to engage more effectively. But the momentum must be sustained, and we too need to respond well. Business cannot be the crucial side. Business is critical even to employment, to jobs, to creation of wealth, and so business can never play second fiddle in any way. And lastly, in response to maybe the thought that maybe multinational or United Nations keeping things over, that is a foregone conclusion that that really happened. Business must be there on equal footing, and that's what we believe in, and that is what we think the world path, developing nation must support moving forward. Business is critical. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jimson. Would anybody else like to comment? John Barrett. John, you have again raised your hand, or is that an old hand?
It was old, sorry.
That's fine, thanks. Is there anybody else who would like to make a comment? If not, I think we have reached the end of the call. And thank you very much for your participation, especially to the councillors that are standing for election. and I wish you good luck. Thank you very much, and thank you, Benedetta. Thank you, Rob. The call is ended, as if everybody is in agreement with that, and there's nothing more to be said.
Thanks, Glenn.
Good luck to you all.
Thank you.